This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears only here on the Bear Radio Network, eclectic gay radio. We're your furry hosts, Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia with Daddy Bear Rocco, and we're hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Here is an essay entitled Literary Bear Growls, Shame by William Henderson. The article begins, when the New London, Connecticut-based Boats, Books, and Brushes literary event organizers opted against including openly gay writer Ron Jackson Serratia in its line of main tent readers, he first sought sound reasons. The five-year-old event has featured Rick Bragg, Tom Brokaw, Frank DeFord, Peter Benchley, Karen Higgins-Clark, and Tony Horowitz. And this year's event features gossip columnist Liz Smith, Senny Jadir Nesland, author of Ahab's Wife, William Zinser, the author of On Writing Well, and a festival staple, the best-selling Luann Rice, author of Safe Harbor and Dream Country. But nowhere on the event's schedule will you find authors like Serratia, whose oeuvre includes the 2002 book, Bears on Bears, Interviews and Discussions, which examines gay and bi-male bear subculture and includes interviews with comedian Bruce Vilanch and survivor Richard Hatch. His new nonfiction anthology, Bi Men, Coming Out Every Which Way, will be co-published this October as a double issue of the Haworth Press Journal of Bisexuality. Quote, in early June, I asked to participate in the Boats, Books, and Brushes, BB&B, literary event to take place here in my new home of New London, Connecticut. The staff at K&M Productions, the event promoter, decided to exclude me from the event, denying that their decision has anything to do with my sexuality or the subject matter of my books, yet not providing any criteria for their decision. Then they reversed their stance, saying that it is because of the sexual content of my books that I cannot participate. He also said during a recent interview that it wouldn't surprise him if the reason behind his disallowal also has something to do with the fact that it's no secret that he also publishes erotica. But there's no proof of that. Right now, it's pure speculation on his part. Quote, I don't think it has to do with my sexuality per se. But I think that they were put off by my subject matter, which is all about men, exploring their psyche and coming to terms with body image. It has some pretty big things that it looks at, community, and all these kinds of things about the bear subculture that I examine in the book. According to Serratia, an accidental phone conversation between him and New London Mayor Jane Glover, who was also a BB&B board member, revealed definitively that his exclusion was because of the sexual content of his book, and the events and the family event branding made including him inappropriate. Phone calls made to New London City Hall this past week were not returned by press deadline. Serratia thinks this stinks and is disappointed by the goings-on. Having been excited by what he expected to find in New London, this has left behind a bitter aftertaste, despite the fact that Connecticut led the way in terms of legalizing civil unions between members of the same gender. Quote, Borders Books, the designated bookseller for BB&B, carries my books nationwide. In fact, I've given readings at several of their stores, including Providence. My treatment by BB&B board members and K&M staff has been characterized by misinformation, avoidance, prudery, and phobia. So far, the festival organizers, who are not based in New London, have alienated more than a few local authors, businesses, and organizations. After hearing that his presence did not meet some preordained family values idea, he and New London Gazette publisher-editor Susan H. Munger organized a free public reading by local authors and playwrights to showcase some of New London's extraordinary literary talent and learned writers not invited to participate in BB&B. When reached at his New London home this past weekend by telephone, Suresha was in the middle of a home remodeling project. He and husband, or husbear as he refers to him, Dr. Rocco Russo, a local New London family practitioner, are undertaking. Though he's still upset by being excluded from the event for any number of reasons, including perceived censorship, a loss of revenue typically earned by authors who participate in this type of literary festival, and the idea that BB&B is excluding the New London writing community. He's also just as focused on ensuring his event, New London Voices, is successful. He promises an excellent lineup for those interested in attending, including teachers from Connecticut College, a few playwrights, and the response has been incredible, due in no small part to BB&B's lack of effort to include the local writing community in its event. Quote, I believe that public events such as BB&B that depend on city resources and other public services cannot discriminate in this way and shunt the legitimate local literary community while sucking on the teat of New London's great literary heritage. Doubtless if Eugene O'Neill were to witness such prudery and censorship in his name, he would be shamed. This has been the article, Literary Bear Growls, Shame. By William Henderson.
Reprinted with permission from In News Weekly, New England's largest gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender newspaper. www.innewsweekly.com.
And from the book, Bears on Bears, Chapter 13, a special interview with Bruce Valanche, titled Hoping for Something Bigger. Bruce Valanche, blonde bear and self-described big queen, has written for every conceivable televised awards show, including the Oscars, Emmys, Tonys, and Grammys. Bruce is probably best known, however, as head writer and regular guest this center square on the New Hollywood Squares. Ron, in your Notes from a Blonde column last year, 1999, you seem to indicate that the Haworth Press catalog listing of the Bear Book was the first place that you heard about bears. Did you actually get to read the Bear Book? Bruce. Yes, I did. I looked through the book after I got all this email from the Roseanne show. I decided to write another column about it for The Advocate. So I started reading up on bear culture to make sure I wasn't on a completely wrong track. Ron. So it was on the Roseanne show that you came out nationally as a bear. Bruce. I guess I have, if the Roseanne show can be considered national. Ron. It only plays in something like 4 or 5 markets, right? Bruce. It's more like theater, I thought. About as many people watch it as a play on Broadway. About 1,000 people around the country watch it. Ron. Really? No. But you certainly got some response from that. Bruce. Oi, I got plenty. I got more than I ever thought I'd get. I got more responses than I thought were people watching. Why are you putting down bears? Why are you putting down people who like men your size? And all that kind of thing. So what I said in the column was that no one wants to be objectified. I don't want to be objectified. The women's movement has been saying for years that it's no fun to be objectified. It makes you feel interchangeable. I mean that if somebody wants to love me because I'm big and hairy and they perceive that because of that I would be some kind of cuddle bunny, that's nice. Those are all admirable qualities, but that's not who I am. My look is not who I am. I don't want to be loved just because of that. Just suppose I shave and lose 30 pounds. Then I don't mean anything anymore. I think it's like going from one kind of clone to another. There's more to life than that. I don't blame anyone for doing it. I think that if it works for you, great. On a highly personal level, though, it's nothing that I really want. I don't want to be worshipped and adored by somebody because I wear a 52-inch waist or because I have hair down to my shoulders. Ron, or on your chin and cheeks, Bruce. Exactly, on my chin and cheeks. It just strikes me as being wildly superficial, and the idea of building a whole culture around that seems to me wildly superficial as well. Of course, I feel like to each his own, you know, whatever makes people happy, but it's just not for me. I find myself, because I'm on TV every night, being at the center of this kind of attention. It's bizarre, because it's not attention that I really court. That's not why I look like this. To find people who are turned on to this look. Does that make any sense? Ron. Yes, it certainly does, although I think some folks feel that it's not being objectified that bothers them. It's the fact that some bodies are objectified and glorified while others are shunned and ridiculed. You've been listening to the interview with Bruce Valanche from Bears on Bears. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, and with a big shout out to all our big easy bears. So take really good care of yourselves and each other. Thanks for dropping in to Bear Soup. This is your host, Ron Suresha.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.